early the next morning. The mayor was walking in the square below, in company with the town councillors. As they passed the column, he looked up at the statue. "Dear me, how shabby the happy prince looks," he said. "How shabby indeed," cried the town councillors, who always agreed with the mayor. And they went up to look at it. The ruby has fallen out of his sword. His eyes are gone, and he is gone. The town councillors, and here is actually a death bird at his feet. We really must issue a proclamation that birds are not to be allowed to die here. And the town clerk made a note of the suggestion. So they pulled down the statue of the happy prince. As he is no longer beautiful, said the art professor, he is no longer useful. In a furnace, and the mayor held a meeting of the corporation to decide what was to be done with the metal. "We must have another statue, of course," he said, "and it shall be a statue." When I last heard of them, they were quarreling still. "What a strange thing," said the overseer of the workmen at the foundry. "This broken lad heart will not melt in the furnace. We must throw it away." On a dust heap where the dead swallow was also lying.